So now we have Samar Kanan, who's going to tell us about new upcoming BE stars in the Southern Survey.
Good morning. I want to talk about the project we are doing now. It's a catalog, BESOS, BE Star Observation Survey. So BESOS for the Spanish word of kisses. And I'm doing this work with my PhD student, Catalina Arcos. So the motivation is that lack of observation in general in BE stars seek and constrain variability of BE stars. Well, in the southern hemisphere, there is less observations than the northern one. And one of the most important points is the lack of the follow-up observation. And if you want to observe, you don't need any proposal. You just email me, and I can observe for you. So the beginning of the of BESOS was started with, we have an access to a small telescope in Chile, in Santiago, a 50-centimeter telescope with an initial spectrograph of 20,000 of resolution. So we started just to observe a few BE stars at the beginning, and then we asked for money to observe at least 5 or 6 nights per month. So we started last year, in fact, and when for now we have 100 massive stars already observed. 80 are BE stars, well, 50 centimeters, so it's galactical BE stars, and with at least twice. So twice in the during the year. So in fact, the idea of BESOS is to give an access to the community of BE star to high quality spectra with a signal to noise ratio of 200 and with a 20,000 resolution. In fact, that's what we have now in the optical. So give easy access to observation and time on target. Whenever you want to observe, or if your target, you need to observe it right now, we can do it for you. Well, you have to tell us a little bit before. And seek variability and constrain the variability via follow-up. And one of the other points is simultaneous observations. For example, now with Anthony Meillon, we are doing observing BE star with VLTI, and we will observe simultaneously with Pucheros. So this is a it's not working. Oh. What's happening? No, it's yeah, okay. So the instrument is Pucheros. Well, I don't know what's happening. It's completely blocked. I'm really sorry. It's my computer is blocked. It's
what do you want to do?
No, I just want to go back one slide. I don't know what's happening. Yeah, it's spinning. I don't know. So anyway, I will I don't know what's happening. Now I'll continue and I will show the spectra because it will. So in fact, the instrument we are using is Pucheros. It's an shell spectra with 20,000 of resolution. who works between 3,900 angstrom and, well, now we can see it, and 7,300 angstrom. With this instrument, we have a precision of radial velocity around 100 meters per second. The limiting magnitude of the instrument is 9, so we have to observe 1 hour to get a 20 signal to noise. So until now, we are observing object with less than 7 magnitude. So the next slide, it will come in a few seconds. It's the full spectra of Pucheros. It's just right. Yeah. Okay. No, it takes time between between my computer and so this is the full spectra. And for example, here we can see the H alpha emission of a B star, and here some example of spectra like 45677, which is a B bracket E star, and all the spectra I'm showing, all of them shows variation, but I'm just showing some examples of spectra. So for example, HD 45677 was observed 4 times this year, and it shows variation in the V over R, in the intensity, and there's a lot of variation. So here are some examples of B stars that I will show really fast. And this is an interesting case that we are working on it now. This is Achernar, and this is one night of observation of Achernar, and we can see this rapid variation here. It's hours of variation, and it's periodic. In fact, over 2 days, we have 2 days of observation of Achernar, and we can see that the V over R is changing really fast over hours. So this is one of the interesting things what we can do with Pucheros is this kind of observation, follow up like for few days or few weeks. Depend on the case. So the catalog that we are building now, that hopefully we will put it online in the end of the year, so you will have access to raw data, but also to reduced and normalized spectra. We will calculate all radial velocity. In the catalog, you will be able to interact with the spectra you are downloading, in fact. You can upload several spectra if you want to see variation. You have basic information on each target, and the thesis of Catalina will be on the statistics of these BE stars. So if you ask for observation, we can try to protect it for 2 years. In fact, we can protect it for 2 years. And but it's depend on the data. But in general, our data will be public really fast. So the future, we requested funds to install a 60 centimeter telescope with an initial spectrograph of 20,000 or maybe more. We don't know yet. We are waiting for the answer, in fact. This telescope will be usable like with remote observation. And this telescope will be completely dedicated to massive stars and mainly BE stars. So the answer is this month. Well, I hope we'll get the money. So now I'm doing some advertising for for the university. In fact, so we have a PhD program in Valparaiso. Well, three main reasons to go to Valparaiso is that we have scholarships from the university and from CONICET. It's the government money. Well, some interesting thing is that you can have access to 10% of the time via the Chilean time on VLT, ALMA, Gemini, and much more. And the third reason is Valparaiso. It's a really beautiful city. We also Okay. So you can work also in Valparaiso as a postdoc. Well, you have different ways to get a postdoc via Fondesit, ALMA, Gemini, ESO. This is the average wage, in fact. And you have this kind of money, but you have also money to travel and to buy a computer, and this is every year. So just to get a postdoc in Chile, it's easy. It's not so hard. It's like 70% chance to get a postdoc, so the money, in fact. Well, once again, you have 10% of the time, and, well, you don't have 10%. You can apply to the 10% of the time of the telescopes and, of course, Valparaiso. And last thing, I am doing the first VLTI school in Valparaiso. So, in fact, it's in November. The good thing is that we already prepared everything. Well, the bad thing, I cannot pay you for the student, in fact, the travel, but I can pay the stay, the food, and in fact, that's it. Don't worry. So, thank you. This is Valparaiso from our university, view near the university. In fact, we are, that's what I said, we are observing until 7 magnitude because, well, we can observe several times and we will reduce the signal to noise, but we'll reduce the noise. But, until 9 magnitude is the limit of the instrument, so we never observed 9 magnitude. 7, it's... it seems periodic. I didn't really work on it yet, but it will be between 1 and 2 days, in fact. It's really fast, and you can... Some points are missing, but we can see that the V over R is changing over 2 days.
Any other questions? Okay, if not, let's thank Samar. Thank you, Samar.